This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump are planning a vigorous defense of him as public congressional impeachment hearings start Wednesday that target his presidency. Trump administration officials are bracing for hours of testimony from two U.S. Department officials. The AP's Rita Foley reports.
Bill Taylor, the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, has said what he found when he was sent to Kiev was alarming. An irregular channel of U.S. policymaking outside the official channel, run by, among others, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Career Foreign Service Officer George Kent has previously testified that President Trump wanted to hear three words from Ukraine's president: investigations, Biden, and Clinton. On Friday, Marie Yovanovitch testifies. Seen as a tough U.S. ambassador, but recalled by President Trump during the time the U.S. was trying to root out corruption in Kiev. Rita Foley, Washington.
A cool change in the weather is bringing some relief for firefighters battling massive brush fires in eastern Australia, which destroyed 50 homes already. Still, the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, says the threat of more fires still exists.
So we've now got 17 fires at the Watch and Act alert level, which is indicative of dynamic situation still, and subject to the weather today, we could see some volatility and some change of that alert level across different fire grounds.
The commissioner said as of Tuesday there were no life-threatening injuries reported, and they have no reports of people missing, with dozens of fires still burning. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visits Washington this week to meet with President Trump. Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Turkey's president says Syrian Kurdish fighters have failed to vacate areas along the Turkish border, despite agreements with Russia and the US, and says he'll talk with President Donald Trump on it. Speaking before departing for Washington, Erdogan said he would also give Trump documents listing terror attacks allegedly carried out by Maslam Abdi, the commander of the US-backed Syrian Kurdish-led force. Turkey wants US officials to arrest Abdi. Ankara believes the U.S. nor Russia have been able to clear northern Syria of terrorist organizations within the time they promised. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Army's use of the TikTok app raising questions of other concerns on Capitol Hill here in Washington. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more on that story.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is voicing concerns about the Army's use of a China-owned video app called TikTok. The Army's using the app as part of a new recruiting campaign. In a letter to Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, Schumer points out that national security experts have raised concerns about TikTok's collection and handling of user data, including personal information. Schumer also notes that Chinese laws compel companies to cooperate with China's government and intelligence collection. A spokeswoman for the Army Secretary says the Army is aware of concerns about TikTok. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is recovering after undergoing a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain from bleeding linked to recent falls. The Carter Center, a nonprofit founded by Carter, announced on Twitter that there are no complications from the surgery. The 95-year-old Carter is the longest-living president in U.S. history. A car bomb exploded outside the government offices in the Afghan capital of Kabul Wednesday, killing seven people. Officials say seven others were wounded in the bombing near the Interior Ministry headquarters. So far, there has been no claim of responsibility for the attack, which came a day after the Afghan government released three high-ranking Taliban leaders in exchange for an American and Australian who have been held hostage by the Islamic insurgent group since 2016. Australia's highest court agreed Wednesday to hear an appeal from the most senior Catholic to be found guilty of sexually abusing children, giving Cardinal George Pell his last chance at getting his convictions overturned. Nearly a year ago, a jury found Pope Francis' former finance minister guilty of molesting two 13-year-old boys after he became Archbishop of Australia's second largest city. The 78-year-old was sentenced to 6 years in prison back in March. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.